This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I was so surprised when she asked. I didn't think quickly enough. Wish I'd said no.
Well, you deserve a treat, Jenny.
Well, hardly a treat.
What, a pampering session at Grey Gables? You'll love it.
It's not too late to ring back and cry off.
Massage, sauna and the rest. Oh, it's the perfect chance for you to unwind after the flack we've been taking.
I'll tell Pat that you've booked lunch for us, but I hadn't realised.
I haven't booked anything.
No, but you still could.
I'm far too busy.
You need time off as well. You haven't been sleeping properly.
I haven't been doing too badly.
You were very restless last night.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, and I hoped you might relax. Now you have one fewer thing to worry about.
Oh, I've had a heads up from Andrew this morning. He thinks Martin's still keen to stir up trouble.
At least you know you've got Justin right behind you.
Yes.
He was very supportive at the board meeting. Let's make the most of it. Have a day out. And we'll switch off completely about the blessed contamination.
I'd love to, darling, but I have a whole stack of jobs to get through.
Oh, well, can't they wait?
No, unfortunately.
I don't feel comfortable accepting such a big favour from Pat.
You said she'd been given vouchers for it.
Yeah. From one of their suppliers, Felpisham Whole Foods. They've got some sort of event on, I think.
Well, they are, then. It's not costing her anything.
No, I know.
You don't want to spend all that time with her, do you? That's the problem.
Depends what mood she's in. I'm not keen to spend hours discussing her marvellous new goats, if that's what you mean.
She's got some new goats?
Apparently buying two more. Heaven knows what she'll call them.
It's very nice of her to ask you anyway. Go and enjoy it.
I suppose I ought to.
I mean, in reality, you're doing her the favour. She obviously wants someone to go with.
Yes, yes, you're probably right. Yeah. And after the last few weeks, I suppose I shall be pleased that anyone in the village wants to spend time with us.
I can't drop you anywhere, Toby. I'm only going to Upper Parks.
That's okay.
I'm about to take the silage up to the Herefords.
Oh, right. Well, I'll come give you a hand, if you like.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Did you?
Sorry I didn't make it to the bull yesterday.
Oh, that's okay.
I went to the rugby in Felpisham, stayed on for some drinks.
No, I wasn't expecting you. The whole thing was very casual.
But I have got you a present.
I didn't think we still did those.
I wasn't sure either, but I couldn't resist.
Oh.
Before I show you the printout, when I bought it, I thought it'd be perfect. But now I'm having some tiny doubts.
Well, at least it doesn't look like another baby keepsake box.
No.
Or a set of soaps and creams for mums-to-be.
Definitely not that. Though, whether you'll actually like it...
Well, hang on. If I move the crate, you can get to the table, Brian.
No, there's no need.
There's no trouble. But sit down and make you a cup of tea.
I can't stay, Nick.
Well, we won't be much longer. Jake and me have usually finished football training by now, and, well, he's bringing them straight back.
Well, I haven't got time, unfortunately, and... You're obviously busy having a good clear-out.
Oh, I'm just sorting out a few bits and pieces.
Anyway, can you pass on a message for me about Thursday?
Will did ask if he can have the day off, didn't he?
Yeah.
We want to take the children to that place near Fawcett Magna for their half-term treat.
Well, I'm afraid you may have to go without him.
We said it wasn't a problem.
It wasn't until last night. Latif's been in touch. Some of his contacts come up to shoot in Borsetshire 2 or 3 times each year.
Well, they're too late for the season, aren't they?
Well, it's about the next one. They've been using the Cracksthorpe farm shoot.
Oh, near Farndale.
That's it.
Yeah, Will says they never hold on to their keepers for long.
All their birds, apparently. Latif says it's been one light bag after another, and they're getting fed up with it. So he's arranged for me to meet a couple of them.
Hoping they'll switch, eh?
Since we're in the area on Thursday anyway, it won't hurt to have a chat.
And you want Will to be there?
Well, he'll be able to answer their questions far better than I can.
Oh, well.
I know it's an imposition, Nick, but... They're only here for one day. I've no option.
It doesn't matter, Brian.
It'll be quite a feather if we can coax them onto the estate shoot. They're serious players in the city.
Don't worry about it. Look, we can always go another time.
It's very understanding of you. And I won't forget, I owe Will a day off.
Yeah, I'll tell him as soon as he comes in. But, well, look, thanks for letting us know in person.
Oh. I ain't too late, am I? I come as soon as I hear about Clary's act of madness.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Ah, now, Brian Aldred, if you just care to step aside, I think I can see what I'm here for.
Just look at them. Herefords are beautiful.
I'm very hungry. Let's get out of their way.
I wonder if I'm a natural with them as well.
A natural?
Like Eddie told you, I was brilliant in the lambing shed.
For a complete novice helping out for the first time, maybe.
It was more than that, Pip. I was pretty much a ewe whisperer.
Oh, sure.
If newborn lambs could talk, I reckon they'd have thanked me with tears in their eyes.
One shift and you're an expert.
Hey, I volunteered for tonight as well, and Friday.
Oh, so it wasn't just a moment of madness last time.
No, I told you, I'm in for the long haul. I don't know how Eddie ever coped without me.
He seems to manage.
Well, yeah, no, of course.
Look, in lots of ways, you are pretty smart, Toby. Especially when it comes to birthdays.
You honestly like what I got you?
Well, it's taken me a few minutes to get my head round it, but yeah, it's brilliant.
You have to call the airfield well ahead to arrange a time.
I know, it's on the sheet.
I bought it because I thought you were getting fed up of everyone wrapping you in cotton wool.
Too right.
And then I panicked. What if she's scared of heights? Are you?
We'll find out when I'm in the glider, won't we?
Well, I hope you'll have fun.
It's my favourite present by far.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure everything else will come in useful. But I'm glad at least one person sees I'm not just a walking pregnancy bump.
One last scoop. We'd better make a move soon before I drift off completely. I'm surprised there aren't more here, Pat. I thought you'd said there'd be lots of people.
Oh, well. Typical Felpersham Whole Foods. They can't organise anything properly.
Well, I won't hear a word against them. This has been so relaxing.
I hoped you'd enjoy it.
Well, haven't you?
Oh, yes. But I hadn't had to put up with the echo and the rest of them hounding my family for weeks.
Is that why you invited me?
Brought back everything we went through with the E. coli.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you.
The local media doing it again. Appointing themselves, judge and jury.
Yeah, that's what makes me so furious. Do they really think we knew there was toxic waste on the farm?
Of course not.
It's just a horrible mistake from the past.
It's extremely unfair, I agree. But, oh well, we don't want to undo the good work, do we?
No, we don't.
So when we're done in here, how about a drink to finish off with?
Right, we're near the bottom now, Joe.
Yeah, ain't often Clary so wide of the mark. She'd no business giving you any of this to sell.
Most of it is hers and Eddie's.
No, that's what I'm after. The lampshade.
You're welcome to have it back.
That ain't going to no vintage fair. It's the very first thing my Susan ever threw at me.
Oh.
In earnest. When I forgot to take her to a circuit beetle drive at the Methodist Hall in Darrington.
I don't think Clary realised you still had a soft spot for it while we're finding it in a bucket in the shed.
Yeah, I ain't parting with that. No matter how much folks offer for it tomorrow.
Quite right, Joe. And the coasters and the teapot stand aren't yours as well, are they?
Oh, no.
Oh, Clary said to pick out what we can shift and get rid of the rest.
Well, you ain't getting rid of my stuff. That in the lampshade? That's golden memories.
Let's see what's left. Oh, I looked into getting dancing lessons after last week.
Well, you'll pick it up in no time. You got quick feet.
Oh, they run classes at Borchester Community Centre. Will's not keen, though.
Well, you tell him it's the glue in a marriage, eh? At least it was for me and my Susan.
The rolling pin.
No, flop that. If anybody's daft enough to pay good money for it.
Right.
The other thing I want back is my silver picture frame.
Silver?
Painted silver, yeah. Oh. Very nice, too, till the flood water warped it.
Okay. Let's see.
I kept my favourite photo in it for years. My Susan, the morning of our wedding day.
Aww.
Never found one to fit it right since. Hey, what you done?
Oh, I just caught my wrist on something. Hang on. Is this it?
Yeah, hey, that's the one. Hey, look, you're going to drop a blood there. Yep. I got a hanky somewhere.
Oh, it's all right, Joe.
I only used half of it. The rest ain't too bad.
Look, it's fine. I'll see to it in a minute.
Well, I feels bad now.
Don't.
It don't look quite as good as I remembered it. I'll tell you what. Keep everything. The lampshade, the frame. Get whatever you can for him.
It's very kind of you, Joe.
You might have to come down a touch on price then, but, well, whatever you make, so I want you to spend it on the kiddies.
Aww.
Let them have the benefit, eh? Instead of me hanging on to memories that won't never come back.
That's so nice of you.
Shame about the frame, mate. Used to keep it on my bedside table. Last face I'd see at night was my Susan. First in the morning.
That's lovely.
And found one to do her justice since.
Oh, that's a shame.
We're entitled to a glass each.
Ooh. I almost lost my nerve while you were getting them.
Why?
Well, we've had such a peaceful afternoon. Not sure I'm ready for company.
Look, one thing I learned from E. coli, don't give in to the temptation to hide.
That's what I keep telling Brian. This is very kind of you, Pat. It's really done me good.
I'm glad.
Oh, they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah, that's Declan and the rest of Felpersham Whole Foods. We've caught the tail end of the cereals launch.
Oh, have we? Where's the marketing material?
Oh, Declan probably forgot to bring any. He's a very nice chap, but a bit like the wine. Plenty of fizz, no real substance.
Oh, oh well, that's rather good. Yeah, it is a bit thin, but I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm very grateful for this afternoon.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
Yes. And you're absolutely right, Pat. There's no reason for me to start skulking around Ambridge. Brian and I have got absolutely nothing to hide.
I'm so sorry, Neil.
It doesn't matter.
I've left a slice of quiche in the fridge instead.
Quiche? Oh, well, that'll be nice.
And some beetroot. I haven't got time to make you a hot lunch. I only dashed back for 5 minutes. I'm due at Bridge Farm.
Well, you get off then, Susan.
It's been chaos in the post office this morning. Cecil Jackson came in with a dozen packages just as I was finishing.
Yeah, Keith will be fine.
Wouldn't shut up about his trekking holiday in the Himalayas. Then wanted proof of posting on everything.
I'll have a nice hot cup of tea with it, I think.
I was going to make you a sausage sandwich.
I'll make one myself. That's better than Keith.
Only we're out of sausages.
Well, still, mustn't grumble.
No.
Unless we want to chip more into the lent appeal.
I was tempted to have a couple of quid's worth with Cecil this morning.
He can be a bit fussy, can't he?
Oh, fussy. Banging on about the Himalayas. Huh? Peering at the scales to make sure I wasn't misreading them.
Susan.
No, that's not a grumble, Neil. Only an observation. Oh, what's she want? I'm not late yet.
Morning, Helen.
Hi.
You still need me this afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was on my way. No thanks to Cecil Jackson, mind.
No, I'm not chasing you up, Susan. I was coming back from Edgeley and wondered if you wanted a lift.
Oh, well.
Excuse me.
That'd be very handy, actually.
Oh, I'll have to take this. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Hello.
Right.
And,
Hello?
I wanted to discuss something before we get to the dairy. In private.
Hello? Oh. That's better. I can hear you now. Can you hear me, Justin?
Loud and clear.
Our reception's quite patchy in my Pickfield.
Oh, I do apologise. Am I interrupting you at work?
No, don't worry, I'm nearly finished. Strawing down.
Use up that old jar of beetroot first, Neil.
Huh? Is this a bad time to talk?
No, not at all. That was only a... look, how can I help you?
Well, I'm hoping you can spare me some time this afternoon at Barrow.
Oh,
Just half an hour or so.
Oh, I could do.
I'd really appreciate it, Neil. I'm still genning up on pig units, and you talk a lot more sense than most other people.
At least it started to calm down now.
It's been manic, hasn't it, Nick?
Yeah, I was hoping for a chance to quick look around myself, but there hasn't been a minute.
Except at the beginning.
Yeah, didn't think anyone was coming then.
I'm starting to panic. That's what I'm checking now.
Yeah?
Yeah, one of our customers said something about it.
I'm so glad the coasters went, Fallon. At least I can tell Clary we sold something of hers.
I like those. Very 50s.
Yeah, well, she knows most of the rest is past rescuing. Mm.
You could sell anything to anyone. You're a brilliant saleswoman.
Aw, thanks.
Here we are. Darrington Vintage Fair. See, they did get it wrong.
What's this?
The Echo website. The fair starts at 9:30.
What?
I know, hopeless.
No wonder it was slow getting started.
That's the Echo for you. Let's see what else we're competing with today.
Last week they made a mistake about the age of one of the teachers retiring at Loxley Barrett.
Blimey.
I know.
Look at the sidebar.
No. Is that how I think it is?
It certainly is.
Wow.
It's not a very flattering picture, is it?
Oh, I wish Clary hadn't said anything. It's nothing to do with her.
Well, actually, we've both been a little concerned about you.
There's nothing to be concerned about. I'm not unhappy. I'm just not very happy.
Including at work? Look, I'm not trying to be nosy, Susan. Tom and I like to think we're not only employers, but friends our staff can turn to if things get difficult.
Oh, I'm probably being silly. It's Neil I'm worrying about.
Why? What's the matter?
He makes out he's as tough as old boots. Says he's going to work forever. But he's not getting any younger, is he?
No.
I could see how cold he was just now. I was going to make him a hot lunch, only I didn't have time.
Oh, you should have said something and come over later.
He's not been the same since he had to chase the pigs that got out at your place.
Oh, yeah.
Chilled right through he was. And he can't shake bugs off like he used to.
Something nasty going round, isn't there?
I told him he needs to take care of himself. Start winding down from the hard graft towards retirement.
I didn't realise you were thinking that way.
That's why I was so keen for the kefir to take off. I hope there might be a few more hours in it for me to take the weight off him a bit.
In that case, you might be interested in what Tom and I have to suggest.
Well, at least we should be able to hear ourselves think in here.
Oh, wherever you like, Justin.
Oh, they're chasing the electrics into the fattening house. Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
It's very good of you to come over at such short notice.
Oh, well, it was easy enough. Though I doubt I'll be much use to you.
No, look, the main thing I want to ask about is recruiting stockmen. Or, rather, stock persons. As you can imagine, post-Brexit, a lot of the channels we used when we were staffing the dairy are no longer relevant.
Oh, no, I don't suppose they are.
Even though construction's a long way from finished, we're already getting plenty of interest from agencies and private individuals.
Looking for work? Mm.
The recruitment team are struggling to decide which CVs to bin and which to hang on to. Perhaps you can give us some pointers.
Oh.
I mean, you're, what makes for a top-notch pigman, Neil?
I finally found him. Oh, sorry, you're busy.
I'm only salting the way. What does Tom think?
Oh, he's delighted.
Yeah, I told you he would be.
Says he can't think of anyone better to take on managing the kefir.
Quite right.
He told me I thoroughly deserved the position and the little boost in salary. Oh, it's such a nice surprise, Helen.
You've earned it.
To think, not long ago, I was convinced Bridge Farm was going to give up kefir.
Oh, well, we very nearly did. Only you stopped that happening.
Well, even though you weren't promoting it right, I could see it had potential. Once I'd had the inspiration about the goat's milk.
That was quite a breakthrough.
It's a good job your mother's buying another two goats. I told Tom we need to professionalise the whole operation.
How did he take that?
Well, he looked very impressed. I suggested talking it through now, but he remembered he has to see a buyer in Westbury, so it'll have to wait for another day.
Well, I'm sure he's looking forward to it, Susan. He'll enjoy having someone to keep him on the straight and narrow.
Well, if I box it up. She said she'll pick it up later.
Well, she better not leave it too long. We start packing away in half an hour. Oof. You okay?
Yeah. So is the jug, more importantly.
It's surprisingly heavy, isn't it?
Oh, I've just been lazy trying to do it with one hand.
Yeah, I didn't think she was ever going to buy it.
Oh, yeah, it's just hard work, wasn't she?
Well, you coped perfectly. But telling her to imagine it full of wine on a hot, sandy Italian beach.
That's what came into my head.
Well, you totally sold it to her.
Yeah, it was fun.
You don't fancy trying out your sales skills for me again sometime?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm cut out to work at the tea room.
Oh, no, I was thinking more of the upcycling side of things. We don't sell half as much as we should do.
I've certainly got the time, now the bulls let me go. Mm. That doesn't put you off, does it?
No. I know what happened. Emma's really sorry that she got you into trouble.
It's all very well being sorry, but doesn't help get my job back, does it?
No, but if you could help me out on a few more events and it works out, who knows?
Oh, God. It hits you when you stop, doesn't it? I tired you out.
I'm pretty exhausted myself. Why not have a mooch around before everyone else packs up?
Oh, I wasn't hinting, Fallon.
No, I know, but you're dying to see the other stalls, aren't you?
Well...
I can cope on my own for 10 minutes.
Well, that'd be great, actually. Yeah, I'm on a bit of a mission. Something Jo said yesterday just keeps nagging at me.
So, it seems a sensible separation to you.
Oh, very much so, Justin. The day-to-day running of the unit and the marketing side are two completely different things.
Well, I already have someone in mind for commercial manager.
Well, that's one less post to worry about.
And your input on which agencies to trust and which to steer clear of has been very useful.
Standard local knowledge.
So, I doubt we'll have a problem finding suitable stock persons when the time comes.
You shouldn't have. As long as the pay's right.
It will be. Which means there's only one key role left to pin down.
The unit manager.
Hmm. Remind me, what qualities did you say I should look for?
Well, it's nice if the candidates have got degrees and all that, but what's more important is having what I call pig sense.
Aha!
The rhythms of the farrowing and growing cycles should be second nature to them, and they need to understand pig psychology.
Indeed.
It takes a real stockman's eye to get the best out of them. That only comes from experience.
And how do you know if someone's experienced enough?
Well, talking's no good. You have to see them handle the animals. Are they confident with them? Can they spot trouble before it starts?
Like when an animal's out of sorts?
Yeah, exactly. That only comes from experience.
And what about people management? What qualities do you need to get the best out of a team?
Ah, well, you've got to earn respect, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Obviously, the unit manager's got to know what's what on the admin side. Movement licences, keeping up to date with the latest directives on odour management, that sort of thing.
Well, that's essential.
But you don't want somebody tied to a desk. They've got to be happy going around the pens, getting hands-on if there's a problem.
Leading by example, in other words.
Yeah, very much so.
In short, I should be looking for someone who's born and bred to pigs and wouldn't think much of any other sort of work.
Ideally, yes.
Will I know the right person when I see him?
Well, I expect so, Justin.
I expect so too. In fact, I rather think I'm looking at him.
Pardon?
I've spoken to quite a few other people about the post already, and none of them impress me half as much as you do.
You're not seriously offering me the job.
Neil, I've seen you working at Bridge Farm and with your own pigs. I've witnessed your attention to detail when I showed you round here. Now I know how diplomatic and effective you are as chair of the parish council. And I've heard you talk more sense about breeding pigs in the last 20 minutes than I've heard from anyone else in months. So, yes, I'm offering you the post of pig unit manager at Barrow Farm. What do you say?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't expecting this at all.
I realise it is rather a shock.
I'll say.
Well, would it help if I added that, assuming due diligence pans out, Barrow will be offering you a salary in the region of $55,000 a year?
$55,000?
Well, even if your instincts say no, Neil, surely that's worth sleeping on, isn't it?
Adam? Has Brian spoken to you?
I only just got here, Mum. I want to get some barley in the ground.
Well, I should warn you, he's in a really foul mood. Martin Gibson's making trouble. Yeah, he's circulated the whole board to suggest putting Barrow on hold.
The pig farm?
Yes.
What on earth for?
Until the adverse publicity has blown over.
Oh, there are always going to be protests about large pig units.
The publicity about us.
Ah.
Yeah, he says he doesn't want the project smeared by association.
Well, the contamination's got nothing to do with Barrow.
Well, of course it hasn't. But Martin seems very keen to make a connection.
He wants to pay contractors for standing around doing nothing. BL would be mad to hit the pause button.
Who'll get the blame if they do?
Okay. How did Brian find out?
He knew something was in the air at the weekend, and then Andrew rang again first thing. Well, ruined breakfast. I'd made deviled kidneys.
The board won't be stupid enough to do it, will they?
Well, who knows? Brian got straight onto Justin, and they've decided to have an informal chat with Martin tomorrow.
Let's hope that does the trick.
The last thing we need is more trouble with BL. Brian's been on edge for weeks.
Why don't you ring him before I go to work?
Because, Susan, I still haven't decided.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I thought I'd have 10 minutes on my own once you're gone, finish my tea and have a little think.
What's there to think about, Neil?
Oh.
We've gone over it so many times already.
And you haven't listened once.
I have. I just haven't heard a single good reason not to accept Justin's offer.
Oh, it's not as clear-cut as you make out.
Isn't it? Oh, look, let's see what's holding you back.
Oh, you're going to be late for the dairy.
If you become unit manager at Barrow, what are you going to miss most?
Being my own boss.
Except when you're at Tom's beck and call, running round in the dark and wet. What else? Working outside on frosty mornings? Breaking the ice on the drinking troughs?
I'm not saying there wouldn't be advantages.
55,000 of them.
If I give up supplying Bridge Farm, I'll lose out on the profit share.
A drop in the ocean compared to what Justin's offering.
Well, I've supplied them with wieners for years. I don't want to let them down.
Oh, they'll find someone else easily enough. And there's plenty of better uses for your pig field.
Such as?
Well, we can get rid of the ox for a start. We'd be better off having a pony in there.
A pony?
Kira would love a pony.
I've never heard her say anything.
Well, I expect she'd be quite the little horsewoman given the chance.
Oh, it's so much responsibility, Susan, being in charge of a whole team.
Oh, you'll be perfect for it. You keep the parish council in order, don't you?
Oh, that's nothing like it. I honestly don't know if I'd be up to the job.
Well, I do. In 5 days, we'll have been married 34 years, won't we? And in all that time, I've only met one person who doesn't realise how special you are, Neil. How hard-working and dedicated, how loyal you are, even to those who don't always deserve it.
Oh, don't talk like that.
Well, I have to, because you're the only one in Ambridge who doesn't see it. No, I wasn't happy when you walked out on Borchester Mills. Gave up your suit to get back into overalls, but at least I understood why.
Well, that job was driving me crackers.
This one won't. You'll be surrounded by your beloved pigs, making sure they get treated right, teaching your team the best way to do things, and finally getting the respect you've always deserved.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not just what it'll mean to us, love. Not having to scratch around every time we want to buy something nice. Think what we can do for Christopher, Emma and her kiddies if they ever need a hand. That's what's riding on this decision.
This is the last tray, Helen.
What's in it?
Flank and sirloin.
Right.
Oh, you could do talks and demonstrations on Hereford beef when we open up our education centre.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. Where do you want me to...
Oh, hang on, Pip. Down there.
Oh, OK.
Right, now Sabrina's gone. What was the disaster in Borchester this morning?
Well, I was coming out of the county hotel, my first delivery. Mm-hmm. And who do you think I walked into? Almost, literally.
Go on.
Alfie.
Ah.
If I'd have seen him coming, I'd have ducked back in.
Oh, why?
Because it was hideous. But him being cheery and polite and me trying to look casual and smile and neither of us mentioning the elephant in the room.
Maybe he doesn't know you're pregnant?
No, he definitely sneaked a look. Oh, I didn't know what to say and we went red and mumbled a few words and just shot off in different directions.
First time you see an ex, it's always awkward.
No, except he's not an ex. He's just a guy I was getting to know and like before my entire love life imploded.
Oh, Pip, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is. I mean, only Toby treats me like a real person anymore. And that ship's not sailing ever again.
Well, there are lots of other guys out there.
Yeah. Ugh, once the baby's born, who wants to go out with someone making a complete hash of being a single mum?
Okay, help me put the flank in the cabinet.
No, I need to get to Pennyhasset.
Mum's due to take over here, so you and I are going for a walk.
I can't, Helen. I've got two other deliveries to make.
Yeah, and I'm sure your customers will happily wait a few minutes. This would be a lot quicker if you pass them to me.
Okay.
I said I'd be there for you if you ever went into meltdown.
It's not a meltdown.
Pip, the bat signal's gone up over Gotham City. You need help. And I am sliding down the bat pole.
Adam.
Mum, are you busy?
No, no. Only updating the village website.
Ian just rang with some bad news.
Not about a surrogacy?
No, no, no.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I was so pleased when you said that Lex's tests have worked out.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the baby. Take a look at the Borchester Echo website, will you?
So, it's getting worse.
Everyone's given me tons of advice.
Feeling overwhelmed?
Totally panic-stricken. Especially when you read... Some mums never bond with their babies.
Is that what you're afraid of?
Yeah, one of the things.
Because of Toby being the father?
No, I don't think so.
I was just going to say, you know how worried I was about Jack because of Rob.
Of course.
But once he was born, this beautiful new person who needed loving, it took a bit of time, but it wasn't an issue for long.
Everything's going to change, though, isn't it?
In some ways, yeah.
No, it's happening already. I can't help with the lambing. I'm not going to be much use in the dairy with a baby to look after.
Well, you'll learn to pace yourself.
Mum's horribly right. I'm not going to be able to carry on the same as normal. Oh, I'm just not ready.
I don't think anyone is the first time.
No, sometimes I look in the mirror and it's like, where's Pip Archer gone?
You're right. It does change you, physically and mentally. I'm not the same Helen Archer I was before Henry and Jack.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
But she's still there, Pip, inside me. I haven't shrunk to nothing because I've had children. In some ways, I feel more me than ever.
How?
It's weird. But there seem to be more colours in the world than ever before. More wonders and marvels. You start catching glimpses through your children's eyes. Your life becomes bigger, not smaller. Sorry, it sounds daft.
No, it doesn't.
Helen?
Oh, that's kind of what I needed to hear.
Do you know where Tom is?
Thanks for letting me offload.
Have you tried the polytunnel?
Oh, I know he's around somewhere.
His phone's going to voicemail. Well,
I really must get off to Pennyhasset. Helen's all yours, guys.
Oh, bye, Pip.
Bye.
Call me any time, OK?
Thank you.
I didn't mean to bother you, Helen.
Was he bothering her?
I was going to have a quiet word with Tom, only when I came over...
I spotted him from the dairy. I had to find out what he's decided.
About what?
Oh, well... I was going to tell Tom first, but you might as well know. I'm not going to be able to supervise the pigs or supply wieners to Bridge Farm anymore. Sorry.
Oh, don't worry, Neil. We were half expecting it.
Were you?
Well, Susan told us you were thinking of retiring.
Hey?
Oh, no. He's not retiring, Helen. He's moving onwards and upwards.
I wouldn't say that exactly.
How?
Justin Elliott's making him pig unit manager at Barrow at a very competitive salary.
You're going to work at Barrow?
Yeah, I've just been over to accept.
They're going to keep their stock indoors, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Certainly won't be organic.
There's more than one way to raise pigs properly, Helen.
Especially if you want ordinary folk to be able to afford pork.
I made it quite clear to Justin, if I'm in charge, we'll operate to the highest possible welfare standards, which is what he wants anyway.
Well, congratulations, I suppose.
Thank you.
Isn't it marvellous? Me and Neil becoming managers within 24 hours of each other.
Quite a coincidence.
Oh, and don't worry, Helen. We'll never forget how supportive you were while we were both on more lowly rungs of the ladder.
Looks even more gruesome on a big screen.
Thank you, Adam.
Sorry.
Well, it couldn't be any worse. Holding a glass up and roaring my head off.
You didn't see anyone taking photos?
Well, of course not. I'd never have gone into the bistro if I had.
They probably used their phone.
Well, it looked as though the product launch was dying a death when we went in. We'd no reason to be wary.
They've been very clever with the wording.
Yes, haven't they?
Jennifer Aldridge of Home Farm, wife of controversial local businessman Brian
Aldridge. Oh, yes, controversial. Only because the Echo shilly-shallied about making him business person of the year.
Seen enjoying life to the full with a glass of champagne at a recent corporate event at Grey Gables.
Well, it wasn't champagne. It was a very mediocre Prosecco.
That's the least of our worries.
I was only having a quiet drink with my sister-in-law. Not a night of debauchery with the Borgias.
And the way they've placed this little story, as though it's nothing to do with the photo.
I know. Go on about the Environment Agency at Home Farm, saying the villagers are living in fear for their health.
It's so cynical. Putting the photo that close to it.
Oh, woman I spoke to at the Echo didn't think so. Oh, no, she pointed out I was at a public event in a public place and I can't complain about an invasion of privacy, though she promised to pass on my concerns.
Much good that's going to do.
It makes it look as though we couldn't give a damn about the contamination.
Yeah, that's obviously the conclusion they want readers to draw. I expect we'll be in for another kicking.
Oh, I'm not worried about anyone else's reaction. What's Brian going to say when he sees it?
Hi! Oh. Hello, William.
Mum, well, sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't fret.
I'll be with you in 10 minutes, 15 tops.
I'm not at home.
Hey?
I had to do a couple of extra hours at the dairy. I'm on my way back now.
Well, who's looking after Poppy?
Joe and your dad.
Oh, I thought you were off this afternoon.
Susan insisted on having a kefir brainstorming session with Tom. So Muggins was called in to do some actual work.
Well, she's letting it go right to her head, isn't she?
Oh, no. Now, be fair, William. I don't actually have to curtsy to her yet.
Oh, well. Well, I'd better let them know I'm on my way.
See you there, love.
And, I've got another childminding favour to ask.
Good girl. You like getting your hooves clean, don't you?
Oh, you've had Missy out, Trula.
Only through the country park and back.
Well, Anisha will be pleased. She feels bad about not riding her in ages.
She needn't worry, Alistair. Right, lift up for me, Missy. We exercise the liveries properly.
Yeah, she knows that. She'd just like to get out in her sometime.
Are you finished for the day?
Once I've emailed a few invoices. You know I had to drag Anisha to Ken Hogan's place? The cow cesarean, outside Brampton?
Oh, yes.
Well, we were about to suture the muscle back. Anisha asked for the rat tooth forceps. And out of nowhere, this little voice pipes up. We have lots of our own rats, don't we, Grandad?
Oh, sorry?
It was his granddaughter. Quite a little bruiser. She crept in the back of the barn. We have no idea how long she was there.
Oh, goodness.
What a thing to be watching. If she hadn't heard rat tooth, she might still be there. We have lots of our own rats. It made us howl.
Yes.
It was the shock made us laugh, I suppose.
Well, it's quite funny.
Anyway, that's not what I came over for. I've got a message.
Oh, who from?
Philip Moss.
Oh. One done, girl.
I saw him on the way to my last call. He says, thanks very much.
What for?
Giving him the confidence to ask Kirsty out.
Did I?
Well, he told me you had a very helpful chat last week.
I didn't say much.
Well, whatever it was, it seems to have worked. He says they're taking it slowly, but they've started going out together.
Oh, right. That's nice. This one, Missy.
Poppy never drew it by herself, did she?
She did.
Oh, that's excellent.
She always does good drawings when she's here.
Oh. Well, we'll have to show her, Mum.
Don't let her go off without a scarf, will you?
Yeah, I'll find it for her.
It's on the chair in the hall, Joe.
Well, it won't be a minute.
Grandad hasn't been telling her ghost stories again, has he?
No. Your dad was looking after Poppy most of the time. Joe was out playing cribbage with Bert Fry.
Oh, just as well. Yeah, she was awake half the night after his Umbrella Man story.
Yeah, trouble is, he don't realise he's frightening her.
Where's he got to?
Oh, Mum, I wanted to ask, is anyone around tomorrow to look after her?
Oh, well, I know we're babysitting for you in the evening.
Well, we need help during the day now. It's only Poppy, Jake and Mira with friends. I'd have done it myself if it wasn't for Brian.
Oh, so unfair, stopping you going on the adventure trail.
Oh, it's an important meeting, Mum. We'll do it some other time.
No, your father's got the market. Then he's landscaping Jean Harvey.
Oh.
I suppose I can do it. I'm due time in lieu from the dairy.
What, you sure?
I'm saving it for a big shop, but that'll keep.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Has Nick still got the cold she picked up at the fair, then?
Well, she says she's shaking it off, but we don't want to take any chances.
Not if you ever do one in the evening. Here's your scarf, will you?
Tap.
What do is that, then?
I've told you, at the Borchester Community Centre.
Oh, of course. That's why we're babysitting.
The annual knees up for local gamekeepers.
Yeah, it's a great chance to catch up. Oh, don't know what I'll say if the Cracksthorpe guys are there.
Yeah, that'll be embarrassing if you're pinching their guns.
Yeah.
Well, you want Nick to feel right for that anyway.
Yeah, well, I've told her to take another day in bed, if she has to.
Yeah, quite right.
We're ready to go then. I'll get Poppy.
If it's going to be a late night, why don't we have the children stay over here?
What, you wouldn't mind?
No, of course not.
Well, simplest thing, isn't it?
Well, that's great. Well, Nick will be really grateful.
Yeah, William, how much did Nick get for my old lampshade in the end, eh?
I'm not quite sure. But it's a good job you asked. I've something in the car for you.
Oh, have you?
Yep, hang on, I'll get it. And Nick says she hopes you like it.
Oh, I was just coming to find you. I'm going to ring the Star of Mumbai.
For a takeaway?
Well, if we order now, it'll be here in half an hour.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Well, I know it's quite early, but I'm famished.
Yes, well, just give me a minute to clean up and I'll fix us something.
You must be as tired as I am.
Now I'm in a cooking mood.
Are you?
Yes. I'm sure we've got some steak in the freezer.
Steak?
Won't take long to defrost. If I do some garlic mash and pepper sauce to go with it.
Shula, it's Wednesday.
So?
We haven't any guests. We've both been working flat out.
That doesn't mean we can't have a proper meal together. At the table with a glass of wine.
Oh, okay. What for?
No reason.
We don't usually have steak in the middle of the week. And you were up even before I was this morning.
Well, I suppose after last week. The Valentine's quiz at the table.
Oh, you're joking.
It was embarrassing getting so many questions wrong.
You're never going to let me live it down, are you? Forgetting you like Joni Mitchell so much.
I was just as bad, not knowing your childhood heroes.
Well, so what? Why would we ever talk about Alan Knott and Derek Underwood?
Susan and Neil seem to know everything about each other.
Come on. We've been married nearly 20 years. We're bound to forget a few quirks.
We hardly got anything right.
Well, isn't it better preserving a touch of mystery? Surely that's part of the fun.
Oh, Alistair, you said we both work long hours. Perhaps we should make more of an effort to spend time together.
I think we do pretty well. But I'm not going to talk you out of steak and garlic mash if you're up for it.
I didn't know you were back, Brian.
Well, I came to the office because I wanted a few moments to myself.
Well, now I'm here, how did you get on? BL aren't actually calling a halt at Barrow.
No, Justin wouldn't stand for it.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Except for it being one of the most humiliating meetings of my entire business life, Jenny. In large part, thanks to you.
I'll do it, if you like, Grandad.
I'm almost there.
Nick will be wondering what's happened to me and Poppy for much longer.
Yeah, there we are. Fits perfect, doesn't it? Eh?
Very nice.
At last she can go back where she belongs, next to bed.
I'm glad it fits so well. I thought it was an awkward size.
Oh, it's a very special one, William. Very special indeed.
I know.
Come through the flood when not much else did.
Grandma looks real happy there.
Yeah. Best day of our lives, it was. I've missed having her beside me. Wasn't the same, propping her up against me denture box.
No.
We had to give that up once the corner started curling. This sets her off proper, doesn't it? Eh?
Well, I can tell Nick you like the frame.
Oh, it's first class, William. Real silver.
Well, silver plate.
Couldn't show my Susan off better.
Well, Nick said she saw it on another stall and couldn't resist buying it for you.
Oh, I never meant her to splash out money on me.
Oh, don't worry. It weren't that expensive, Grandad.
Yeah. Well, I expect she'll have got most of it back on my lampshade and he wrote it. She's a real gem, that girl.
I know.
And I'm very grateful you tell her that, will you?
Well, I'm going to.
And there's something else you can tell her and all.
What's that?
That you'll be happy to go to dance lessons with her.
Oh, she told you about that?
Yeah, she's got her heart set on it, lad.
But I've told her there's no point. I can't go.
Why not?
I've got two left feet.
Oh, that's what most folks say till they try.
Well, I've never been able to dance.
Well, that's what'll make it special for her.
What, me being rubbish?
You making an effort, because you know it's important to her.
I'll only embarrass her. And myself.
It'll show Nick how much she means to you. And stop some other fella trying to become her dancing partner, eh?
When you've calmed down, perhaps you can let me know what you'd like for supper. I know it's been a difficult afternoon for you, but it may not seem so bad.
There's no point saying the same thing over and over, Jenny.
Oh, you'd feel much worse if construction had stopped.
Yes, we're going ahead with the unit. After Justin really put the squeeze on Martin, but at what cost?
Isn't Martin the loser here?
No, he isn't. I doubt he was ever really serious about stopping the work.
Well, then why kick up such a fuss?
To focus maximum attention on my problems.
Oh!
Only he needn't have bothered. My wife was already doing that on a much larger scale.
Now he's repeating himself.
The moment Martin mentioned the Echo website, I knew any authority I had was vanishing.
I've told you, I'd no idea anyone was taking photos.
That's a product launch. Oh, no, why would they do that?
You make it sound much grander than it was.
You shouldn't have gone anywhere near it.
I only went because you encouraged me.
Yeah, to have a massage, yes. Not to pose for Mrs. Nero Fiddles while Rome burns.
It was a mistake, Brian. But since I found out, I have done everything I can to make them take it down.
Have you rung the Echo again?
Yes.
You can't be complaining forcefully enough.
Well, you're very welcome to try yourself. But you better be quick, because I got the impression it's going to be in tomorrow's edition.
What?
The supercilious little twerp I spoke to said it was a matter of public interest.
We're going to see that dreadful cackle plastered everywhere.
Brian.
Looking like we haven't a care in the world. What on earth were you playing at?
I didn't know I was being photographed.
Because you didn't think, Jenny. Or did you deliberately set out to stab me in the back?
How dare you? How dare you accuse me of doing anything except support you 100% through this whole wretched business?
I didn't mean to say...
We all have. The whole family stood by you and your moods, your moaning, your sulks.
Yes, I know.
I even went and told Justin how much losing the chair would mean to you.
You went to Justin without telling me?
Because I couldn't bear seeing you so worried and upset. I had to do something.
Oh, Lord.
And was that wrong, too? Was that stabbing you in the back as well, Brian?
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. Look, I shouldn't have said that.
Don't you dare, Brian. Don't you touch me. Just leave me alone.
Hi, it's... it's Nick. Sorry, I'm busy at the minute, but leave a message and I'll get right back to you. Promise. Bye.
Plan B, Nick. It's what we were afraid of. I've only just got away from meeting the Farndale guns. I'm going straight to Borchester. I take it you're busy making yourself beautiful. So take a taxi to the community centre. Text me on the way and I'll wait for you outside. And I made a decision this afternoon. Bye, love.
We'll leave Hilda in the kitchen, shall we?
Oh, yes, please.
It's very kind of you, Brian.
No, not at all.
We can easily wait for another time.
No, let's deal with it now, Peggy. I've been meaning to call in for days.
Really? Jennifer doesn't mind me dragging you out this evening?
No, well, I doubt it. I haven't actually been back yet.
Oh, then forget my computer and go home.
No, don't worry. Jenny won't mind how late I am. I promise you that. I know how irritating it is when you can't access an account online. So, let's fire her up. Okay. You said you can get into the account.
Oh, that's easy enough, but I can't find the value of the funds.
Still the same password?
Yes.
C-A-B.
Every time I try, I get an irritating little error message.
D-A-I-N.
This happens so often, I don't know if it's their fault or mine.
Oh, incorrect password.
You did use fours for A's.
Oh, forgot. Sorry.
There. I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Nearly there. P-T-A... Oh, fat finger.
Let's leave it for now.
Delete and start again.
No, stop, Brian. I don't want you to do it tonight, after all.
Sorry?
Well, wait till you've got a clearer head. Can you close the computer down?
Why?
Because I'm asking you to.
Oh, if you insist.
Did you drive here?
Yes, why?
Then you're very lucky the police didn't stop you.
What?
Or you didn't have an accident.
Nonsense, Peggy.
Especially after what happened to Matt Crawford.
I'm perfectly safe to drive.
Oh, don't take me for a fool, Brian. You've been drinking.
Look, I had a couple of glasses with potential clients earlier.
A couple? You reek like a distillery.
I'm not that bad.
A quick spray of breath freshener doesn't work miracles, you know. You're clearly in no condition to drive. All to help with my finances.
I'm not drunk, Peggy.
You're certainly not sober. You're in that dreadful state where you can fool yourself, but no one else.
I might have had one too many.
More than that, Brian. Remember, I was a landlady and married to Jenny's father. I'm used to recognising the signs.
I'm sorry.
It's most unlike you. May I ask what's brought it on?
I felt I had to apologise.
Oh, there's no need, Pat.
I didn't see the paper till after supper, or I'd have come round earlier.
It's not your fault.
I persuaded you to go for a drink.
Well, we weren't to know some little creep was going to sneak a photo of us.
If only we'd left after the sauna.
Oh, well, yes.
The whole afternoon was meant to give you a break, Jennifer.
It was a very kind thought.
Yeah, but I've only ended up making things worse, haven't I?
No, the Echo has, not you.
I've certainly got the knives out for Brian at the moment.
It's beneath contempt. I wasn't laughing about the contamination.
It's all smear and innuendo. You must complain.
Well, I have. Didn't do any good. Oh, the Echo never used to be like that. But I suppose we're living in a world of fake news.
How's Brian taken it?
He wasn't too pleased.
I'm not surprised.
He saw it on the website first and rather blew a fuse.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I keep telling him we've weathered worse. I don't seem to be getting through to him this time.
Must be hard for him.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I know we may not agree on farming methods, but implying the contamination's his fault is an unjustified slur on his professionalism.
The Echo hasn't actually said it's his fault.
Oh, no, they're too clever. They're leaving the readers to join up the dots, but the implication...
I know, and it really is getting to him. He doesn't seem quite as resilient as he used to be.
It's horrible being the centre of the storm.
It's an awful business, Pat. And when I think of the toll it's taken on our reputation as well as our finances, perhaps I shouldn't be surprised by how rattled he's been.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. Coffee will probably do me some good.
As long as you realise it won't sober you up.
No, I know that.
My first Jack never got that into his head.
Well, it was good of you to make it for me.
Well, I wanted to check on Hilda as well. She doesn't like being excluded.
Do you want to let her in?
No. You don't bring out the best in her.
I'm not sure I bring out the best in anyone at the moment.
So, you fell out over the photograph.
Well, that was just the tip of the iceberg, Piggy. Have you seen it?
Not yet. Chris usually snaffles the Echo as soon as it arrives. She likes going round to do the crossword with Jim.
Well, it's on the Echo website as well. I could show you.
I don't want to see it. Not if it's as mean-spirited as you say.
Jenny's so unguarded in it. I mean, it's as though we couldn't care less the am's been poisoned.
Oh, that's absurd. She'd never think like that.
Oh, I know.
And you can't blame her for not looking at her best. Nobody does if they don't realise they're being photographed.
No, I understand that, Peggy.
Yet you accused my daughter of deliberately letting you down.
I said quite a few stupid things, which I regretted immediately.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I feel so ashamed.
Whatever faults Jennifer may have, and I'm not blind to them, she is one of the most loyal people you could ever wish to meet.
Yeah.
Whatever made you say such a spiteful thing?
Well, as soon as I said it, I wanted to take it back.
And you had too much to drink last night as well.
No, I'm not making a habit of it.
You better not be.
Oh, Peggy. I'd had an appalling afternoon. I felt all my authority at BL was being stripped away. If Justin hadn't been there...
So you went home and took your anger out on Jennifer?
Pretty much, yes.
You apologised yet?
Well, I tried to. She wouldn't let me yesterday. I've been out all today.
And you're still dodging her now?
Hmm.
You know you shouldn't be here.
Yes.
Then I've every confidence you'll do the right thing. You're a decent man at heart. Sooner you put things right with Jennifer, the better.
Of course.
The pair of you are tough enough to face anything.
DVS?
DBS. Disclosure and Barring Service.
Oh, yes, of course.
Since the checks came in, I've done more training so I can do more tasks with clients.
All at the Elms?
Yes.
Oh, I do admire you, Pat.
Oh, no. It was very rewarding helping at Christmas.
Well, I think it was very noble of you.
I'd better make a move.
Oh, you sure?
I told Tony I'd only be quarter of an hour. Thanks for the tea.
Oh, evening, Pat.
Hello, Brian.
Well, here's your coat.
No, I won't interrupt.
It's all right, I'm just going.
Oh, are you? Right.
Yeah, you can leave the door for me.
Thanks very much for dropping by. It was very thoughtful of you.
I was telling Jennifer how angry we are, Brian, at the unfair coverage you've been getting.
Uh-huh.
Tony, I think I've disappeared. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you again, Pat. You could have been friendlier. Well, I suppose I should be grateful you didn't bite her head off for inviting me to Grey Gables. Brian?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jenny.
Oh?
I behaved abominably yesterday. Can't believe I said such idiotic things.
Oh, yes, they were hurtful.
And so unfair. You've been a marvellous support through all this, and you've always been a marvellous support. Backing me up with Justin, that can't have been easy.
I knew how much losing the chair would mean.
And to say you stabbed me in the back, it's unforgivable.
I can't pretend it didn't upset me.
Oh, I've been such a fool.
I was telling Pat, perhaps we're not quite as resilient as we used to be.
But I should never have turned on you.
No, you shouldn't. But it's understandable, Brian. You've had Martin to contend with. You have the Echo and all the gossip. It must feel as though everyone's against you.
Except you and the children. What do I do?
Oh, don't be too hard on yourself.
I'm not being hard.
You're a good man, caught up in bad circumstances.
No.
That's what it is, Brian. Once the EA are finished and you're vindicated...
Well, what if I'm not?
They're bound to get to the truth in the end.
Oh, that's what I mean, Jenny. That's why I've been so angry. I'm furious with myself.
Brian?
It's
been eating away at me for weeks.
Well, what do you mean? What's been eating away at you?
A secret that I've kept from you, which I've even tried to keep from myself. But I can't lie any longer, Jenny. I've no longer something nasty buried in Lowmead. Because 40 years ago, I said yes to it happening.
Oh, you waiting up for me, Nick? Oh, you've missed a brilliant night. But as long as it's done you some good, and I've made me mind up, I'm going dancing with you. Nick?
I'm okay.
Oh, my heart. Why, it's a she.
Yes, I've been dozing.
You texted you was all right, that you was going to stay in and watch telly.
No, I didn't feel up to me.
Oh, you're cold as ice.
Sorry, I just need some sleep.
No, not here, love. We're getting you to hospital.
Don't be silly.
No, you've got pneumonia or something. I'm calling an ambulance.
No.
Oh, I've got to. You look terrible.
No, I just need to sleep it out.
Well, maybe an ambulance isn't too clever. It takes forever to send one out here.
I don't need an ambulance.
No, I'm not getting one. It'll be quicker if I take you myself.
Well.
We'll put this over your pyjamas and get you some socks and shoes.
I'm all right.
No, you can't see yourself, love. I can. If I put my arm around you, can you sit up?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Just me giddy.
We'll get the jumper on, then we're not taking any chances. I'm going straight to A&E.
Hiya, big man.
Oh, evening, Toby.
You ready for the night ahead?
It could be a busy one. This one dropped as soon as I came in.
Oh, did it go okay?
It didn't need me. Slipped out, no bother.
Good.
But there's another due. Mum's marked for twins.
Yeah.
So we'll make a note and check back in 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
David's left plenty of fresh gloves, spray and gel, so no worries on that front.
Oh, and I remembered to bring some coffee this time. I won't have to scrounge yours, Eddie.
Good man. Right, we'd better take a look at the bonding pens.
Mr. Grundy?
Yeah?
Hello. I'm Dr. Hansi Ranasinghe, part of the team treating your wife.
How is she?
I'm afraid she's very unwell. She's suffering from a life-threatening condition called sepsis. You might know it as blood poisoning.
I know what sepsis is, but it can't be. We thought it was flu.
I'm afraid not.
Maybe pneumonia or something. Are you sure?
Unfortunately, there's no doubt it's sepsis. It's mounting a severe attack on her immune system.
That's impossible. How's it happened?
We found a badly infected cut on one of her arms.
That? Well, she said it were only a scratch.
Do you know if your wife has been changing the dressing regularly? When she has a shower, for example?
Yeah. But no. I don't know. She's been in bed most of the last couple of days, getting over it.
I see.
She was going to have a shower last night, only she didn't feel right. I didn't know till later. She's going to be okay, isn't she?
I promise you. We're doing the very best we can to take care of her.
Well, she's never ill.
We've already given her a dose of very powerful antibiotics and put some fluids into her arm.
I'll do whatever it takes.
We've also called the ITU team, the intensive therapy unit.
But she is going to be all right.
Mr. Grundy, your wife's blood pressure is very low, dangerously low. So not only is her body being poisoned by the infection, her organs, her heart and lungs and so on, aren't getting the supply of blood they need. So I'm afraid they're starting to fail.
They can't be. She's only 37.
Unfortunately, it can happen at any age.
Yeah, but you can put it right.
The ITU team are very experienced at dealing with this sort of situation.
Good.
But if your wife's condition doesn't stabilise quickly, they may have to anaesthetise her and support her organs by machine.
Can I see her?
Yes, certainly. In a moment you can be with her while we get our equipment together and the ITU team come down. But I've just spoken with Nick, and she seems very distressed about your children.
Is she?
She says she hasn't seen them today.
Oh, yeah, they're sleeping over at their grandma's.
It's upsetting her a great deal. She would really like to see them.
Yeah, all right. I'll ring my mum in the morning. She can bring them in then.
Perhaps you shouldn't take the chance of waiting till morning.
What?
It might be best to get the kids up tonight. She's quite up against it.
Go on, young'un. Don't give up.
Oh, is she going to...
Yes.
Another one safely feeding.
I thought I might have to foster her on first time, Mum.
Oh, looks like they're doing okay now.
Yeah, it's one of the best parts of the job. You often expect to lose a little scrap of a thing like that. But if you take your time and go careful, you can save most of them. Oh, I can never find it in me overalls.
Who's ringing you in the middle of the night?
Oh, pound to a penny, it'll be a wrong number. Look, see if the twins come yet, will you?
OK, I won't earwig on your secret lover.
I wish. William?
Dad, I rang home. No one's picking up. I'm in hospital.
What's happened?
Well, I took Nick to A&E. She's so sick. I don't know what to do.
Calm down, son. Take a breath.
Well, the doctor says she's real agitated. But I don't know if I should do what she wants.
Let's take it one step at a time, William. Where exactly are you?
I drove us to Borchester A&E, and I'm in a side room somewhere. I'm not sure exactly.
Don't worry. I'll find you. Has she had an accident?
No. It were only a cut, a scratch. But now she's got sepsis.
Sepsis?
Well, that's what they say. We've no idea. I'd never have gone to the meeting with Brian or the community centre. Now she wants to see the kids.
Steady on, William. I'm coming to join you.
No, it's the kids she wants.
Nick wants to see the children?
Oh, the doctor's not making any sense. She says we shouldn't wait till morning to bring the kids in.
The doctor says don't wait till morning?
She don't want me to regret it. She can't mean that. She can't.
William, are you with Nick now?
No. I'm going to see her in a second.
Good. You do that. She needs you with her.
But what about the kids?
Oh, don't worry. I've got this, William.
It's so late, but if we don't...
I'm on it. I'm going to arrange everything here. You go and join Nick.
Oh, there's her mum as well.
It's okay. I'll get hold of Beverly. You forget everything else. Concentrate on Nick. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Eddie, that sounds bad.
Yeah. Look, I need to get off.
Fine, I can do everything here.
No, go to the house, wake them up. Get David or Ruth to help you. I'll explain everything tomorrow.
I've sent Jake down the canteen. He needs something to do.
Poor lad.
Come on, let me put the blanket over you, Mia.
What are they doing now?
Putting lines in, the nurse said.
Yeah, well, you brought her to the right place.
If I'd have had the day off like we planned, I'd have got her here hours ago.
No one you're here now. And she's in the best of hands.
That's right, Joe. God willing, they're going to pump all the infection out. Make her as right as rain again.
You've been in with her?
Yeah.
How's she bearing up?
She's...
Oh, William...
It can't be that serious.
Oh,
she was cleaning their trainers just the other day.
Oh, got the juice for Mia.
Oh, she's nodded off now. They both have.
We'll have to wake them up. The nurse says they can give the mummy a kiss before she goes down to intensive care.
Oh. That's it, Poppy.
Go on, give mummy a little kiss.
Thank you, sweetheart.
We'll take her back to wait with the others.
Thanks, Mum.
Have a bit of a nice wave goodbye. That's it.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
Can you manage?
Yeah, there's no wait to her. I'll see you later, Nick. I'll be thinking and praying while they look after you.
Thanks, Clary.
They can come back this afternoon, once you've been patched up.
Well?
Yes, love.
Thank you.
You've nothing to thank me for. I should have stayed home yesterday. I could kick myself.
You and the children. You've been everything.
And we love you to bits and all, Nick. When you're on your feet again, we're going to have some great times together. And you and me, we're going dancing. Every week, if you like.
I'd like that.
So you can't. You mustn't. You've got to keep fighting, Nick. I can't live without you.
Wait, William. Mia's started crying and she wants her dad.
Oh, yeah, just tell her I'll come through as soon as they take Nick to IT.
Well, it lasts breaking. Even your mother can't soothe her. She's setting Poppy off.
Oh,
Go. Good love.
Oh, I can't leave you on your own.
Yeah, I'll stay with you, Nicola.
Go.
Yeah?
Go on.
Right, well, I'll be 2 seconds, Nick. I'll be right back.
You'll have to forgive me sitting down.
It's okay.
Shook me up a touch. Don't seem right. At my age, I should be lying there steady, yeah?
You do understand what's happening.
I know what might happen, Nick. You keep battling and it'll go the other way.
Tell Will. I love him so much.
Of course I will. You're being so brave.
I'm not brave.
Oh, yes, you are. No tears with your kiddies. It was right to bring him in.
I'm so frightened, Joe.
Now, look, give me your hand, love. It's only natural to be afraid when you're caught between this place and a better one.
I'm not going to a better place.
If you leave us, of course you are. You've been a wonderful mother to your 3 kiddies and a wonderful wife. That's what's going to make it so hard for William.
It's so bad.
Oh, you weren't capable of badness, Nick. You weren't made that way. No, don't upset yourself.
I
can't hear what you're saying, Nick. No, I'll have to lean over you, my love. I can't hear. No. You're they're mixed up, Nick. It's the medicine they're giving you. Your own mother. No, don't you. Hey, help. We need some help in here.
She's fitting. Get the crash trolley, pull the emergency buzzer and call the anaesthetist.
Do you think we should let Edward know?
The morning will be soon enough.
I know he can't do anything.
With any luck, Nick will be stable by then.
What's taking so long?
Shh. They've nodded off again.
Nick.
I know, love.
Poor girl.
Must be, what, 40 minutes since the alarm went?
Yeah, about that.
All they've told us. She had a cardiac arrest. But what's happening now?
Let's hope it's a good sign it's taking so long.
How?
It shows she's still fighting. She's young and strong. She ain't giving in.
Why don't you sit down, William?
Oh, I can't sit down.
If you want to get some air...
No. I'm not going anywhere. I can't.
It's okay, Sonia. Do whatever you have to.
Did she say what flight she's getting?
She don't know yet. First one back from Malaga Airport, I guess.
Must be an awful shock when you're so far away.
Yeah, well, it'd be a comfort for Nick to see her mother.
I feel so sorry for Beverly.
Well, I'm going to see what's happening.
Best leave them to it, son.
Oh.
What?
Well, it's the doctor.
Mr. Grundy.
Oh, my Lord.
What's happened?
I'm so sorry to tell you, Mr. Grundy. We've done everything we possibly could for your wife. But I'm afraid she's gone.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Kirsty Young, presenter of Desert Island Discs. Each week, I ask some of the world's most outstanding and impressive people to reflect on their life as they contemplate being cast away to a desert island. All they're allowed to choose is 8 discs, a book, and a luxury item. You can subscribe to Desert Island Discs from wherever you get your podcasts and download them at your leisure. And in addition, you can also listen to many of the 3,000 extraordinary people who've been cast away to our island over the years. That's the Desert Island Discs podcast. I do hope you'll join us.